What do you think about that? What do you think about that? And my point being is however many people here, we could have that many different opinions because of what we think. And we're going to talk about our thinking process. You remember when you was in school and the teacher said you need your thinking cap today? Those? Yeah, I remember those. I never did find that thing. Yeah, so I'm going to say this right here. This is a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So what do you think about that? Do you know that that's in the Bible? Do you know that? Do you know that? Or I heard Jamie say that, and he said it was in the Bible. Ask yourself, do you know for a fact that that is in the Bible? Right here, right now. And if you don't be embarrassed about that. But be motivated to fix that. To know what to think about that. We live in a world that has thrown so much stuff out at us that we have so much to process. And how much of what's being thrown at us today is fact? And that's been going on a long time. It was going on even back when Jehoiakim was king. Because I was thinking as he was teaching the lesson. So what was he thinking about that? He wasn't thinking about God's word. He wasn't thinking about the foundation of Christ. He wasn't thinking of anything but himself and what he wanted. That's a message that the world is sending out to us today. And they want us to fall right in line. It's been said already. We're going to be told what to think, what we, where we can go. We're racist or not. You know, if you're a born-again Christian and a member of a church, you are in a hate group. Do you know that? What do you think about that? Where did they get the information to make that statement? What do you think about that? They did not get that information from the Word of God. That information came from the pits of hell. And he wants to destroy you this day. He wants to destroy you, your family, your children, your kids. He wants to chew them up and spit them out. So what do you think about that? What do you think about that? Yeah. There you go. And you've been on my mind this whole time. You and Isabella. Our children think. How often, Isabella, she'll ask me a question about, you know, anything. She's thinking. That little fella right there, Belinda will put stuff on there. You know what Luke asked me? He's thinking. He's thinking. So what do you think about that? So where are we going from here? Where are we going from this point in time? What do you think about that? Okay. Now I think I've got it established. Everybody caught on that it's going to be about thinking. Okay. I'm going to read out of Philippians 4. Read verses 4 through 8. Philippians 4 verses 4 through 8. Now remember what the topic is. Thinking. What are you thinking right now? What are you thinking about right this very minute? What are you thinking? You thinking about things that are real? You thinking about things that are solid, firm in the Word of God? Or are you thinking about things, what you heard from this politician, that politician, your neighbor? You know, well, I think, you know, we watched a video one time, Kirk Cameron and Ray Comfort, and they was interviewing people on the street, and most folks would say, well, you know, I think God is this, or I think God is that. And where did they get that information from? It was not from the Word of God. They developed in their mind with their thinking. My point is, all of us have got to know what we're thinking. and know to divide between what's from out there. Oh, I heard him say that they said that their cousin's brother's mother's second cousin back there said that she, but, and take it for a fact and tell it. The only facts, the only truth that is rock solid is this source right here. Greg mentioned it this morning. Don't take Jamie and Dave's word for this. It's there for you to read, for you to consume, for you to think about in everything you do. You know, being a Christian's not about being a perfect person or that you lived a perfect life or you're going to live a perfect life. Being a Christian is being humbled and admitting that I'm a sinner. The Word of God says in Romans chapter 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What do you think about that? Do you know that's in the Bible? Do you know for a fact, or is that just Jamie's word for it? I'll have you to look it up yourself. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. That's not Jamie's words. That's the word of God. That's what we got to think about. That's what we got to keep our minds busy about. You know where what he says, be in constant prayer. That's what he's talking about. Prayer is a form of worship. When we come to him, when we humble ourselves before him, we are worshiping him because he is worthy of worship. Because his word tells us to come to him in prayer. So that's what it's talking about. What are we thinking? When you're driving down the road, I can't get on my knees and pray in the car. I've seen some people try it. Didn't work out. But the point is, your mind can be thinking all the time. Even when we're fishing, we can be thinking about the Word of God. I had to wake Debbie up yesterday to dip net a fish. I just had to throw that in there. She was, what was that word you were saying? Yeah. No, she was snoring. She was, what was that, incapacitated, huh? Unconscious. She was unconscious at the time. Oh, she makes a good sandwich, I'm telling you. Now, back to the message here. Philippians chapter 4, I'm going to read verses 4 through 8. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8 says, thank you all for standing if you're able. Says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. What do you think about that? Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Verse 7, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So where does most of your thinking occur? In your mind, okay? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, or of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Let us pray. Lord, again, we're just so humbled about here before you this morning here at Drift Run. We praise your name. We know you're God. You love us beyond our comprehension. We ask for you to visit with each one of us here. Help us to manage our thinking that it's all based on you and all from you and by you out of your word. Pray for those that couldn't be here today. Just bless them and be with them as only you can. Hug the sick and grieved right now this morning. Give him comfort and peace. And I ask God, Lord, for you to be with our pastor this morning. And I ask God, you get me out of the way, Lord, and forgive me where I fail you. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. And amen. Amen. Thank you. Be seated. It says, if there be any virtue in any of these things, if there be any praise, think on these things. And the key to the things of a thing, who gets bad thoughts? You know, just come out of nowhere, a bad thought will just run in there. Or we might react in a way that would be unpleasing to God. We could react in a way to somebody in traffic or somebody said something about somebody. You know, and all that goes through our heads. And quite often, sometimes our mouth get ahead of our brain. We may speak before we think, I shouldn't say that. But point being, he's encouraging us to think on the things that are true. Where do we find true? Bible. You know, I would not tell you a lie intentionally, ever. I'd rather take a beating, throw it in the ocean with a stone around my neck, than to misquote or to falsely lead anybody or tell a lie. But I have the potential in me all the time. It's there by mistake. I learned as you're growing up that people will let you down. And the way the statement goes, people will let you down whether they're on purpose or not on purpose. I could let you down with the purest of intentions. I could. Because why? Because of my sin nature. Because I'm not all-knowing God. I'm not all-knowing in the Word. I'm not all-knowing, but the Word is available for you. Don't depend on Jamie or Dave or anybody. Depend on Jesus Christ, the gospel. When you hear the word gospel, you say, yeah, that's in the Bible. Yeah, but the gospel is the perfect life, the perfect the perfect birth, the perfect life, the perfect death, the perfect sacrifice, and the perfect resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you hear the word gospel, that is Jesus Christ. That is the truth. So what do you think about that? The world tries to think and add to that. Well, he was a good teacher. Yeah, but they don't want to admit that he is the Son of God. That he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What do you think about that? What do you think about that this day? Think you can be good enough? I hope not. Because if you think you are, that's not in the Word of God. That is a lie from hell. If you think you can be good enough. That's the Word of God. Don't take it from Jamie. Look it up. There is none righteous, no, not one. Ye must be born again. John chapter 3 was mentioned this morning. John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Is that in the Bible? Do you know that? Do you know that that's in the Bible? Or you think you heard that? You think Dave might have said it one day? Know on your own that that's in the Bible. You don't need to hear it from Jamie. We come together to be encouraged. One thing I wanted to hit on this morning is, do you think what we're doing here this morning is a ritual? What do you think about that? There's a lot of rituals going on. This is not a ritual. I get up, go to church, go home and eat. This is a place where we can come and be fed. What do you think about that? Well, what are we eating? We're eating the Word of God. We're eating the truth. We're eating what Jesus told us. We're consuming the gospel. the truth. So what do you think about that? What do you think is true? We can know that the Word of God is the only source of truth. What do you think about that? The word think in the Greek, in that text, seems like, you know, when the Lord lays something on my mind, I get that Strong's Concordance out, you know, and there'll be, the word think will be in there about, I'm going to exaggerate, but 800 times. And it might have 50 different definitions. He looks at one of those a lot. Strong Concordance, highly recommend them. Very powerful and very good guidance, because they're the original words written in the original language. So just for example, I'm going to get off topic, just for an example. But it's not off topic, really. It's about our thinking. So if I say the word gay, what do you think? Who in here did not think of an alternate lifestyle? Was there anybody here, when I said that word, did not think that that means an alternate lifestyle? That is right. That's exactly right. But they've changed our thinking. Look, one out of however many's here today have changed our thinking. That's why we can have the Strong's Concordance. It gives us what the word meant in the original Greek language for the New Testament, the original Hebrew and Aramaic language in the Old Testament. So it means to, in the Greek, in this text, where in Ephesians, or in Philippians 4:8, in that text, it means to take inventory. We do that. We do that with our brains, don't we? Let's see, what do I need at the store? Milk, bread, whatever. What do I need? I need to get gas today, blah, blah, blah. Estimate. And it's not like say, you go estimate a job. You do. You try to think about all you're going to need for that job. It's about input. It's about reckoning. It's to count, account, suppose, to reason, to number, and to conclude. We do a lot of thinking. That's something we take for granted, and we don't realize the importance of what we're thinking. So what do you think about that? We watch the news. We try to think, well, what do you mean by that? And a lot of times, well, whatever we think. We don't really have any rock-solid foundation to base upon. And I wrote down, of course, I was thinking about Abraham. You reckon he was thinking back then? We know he was when God said, you'll have children. And he was thinking, man, well, I better, because she's too old, so we better go an alternate route. He was thinking. And he had probably honest thinking. He was wanting to do what God, but he was wanting to do it on his own way. We know that it was him and Sarai was going to have the children. He never thought about Joseph. Remember Joseph? He was the youngest son of Jacob. Is that right? Yeah. He's the youngest son of Jacob, who was thrown in a pit because his older brothers were jealous of him. And he ended up was being sold to a caravan passing through. It was one of the Ites, you know, the Ites. There's lots of Ites in the neighborhood. They took him to Egypt. What do you suppose he was thinking when he was in that hole in the ground? What do you think he was thinking? What about David? Man after God's own heart. What do you suppose he was thinking that day? He was standing up on the balcony and saw Bathsheba down there. What do you suppose he was thinking? See, these were all men and all folks just like we are today. Where did their source of thinking all go to? Where did all their righteousness come from? It wasn't from our own thinking. It was from what was they applied in their lives. It was the truth of God. It was the righteousness. It was the rock-solid foundation. And you know what? That's available to us today. That's available to every person living, breathing in this world today, is the rock-solid foundation of truth. What do you think about that? There's no hope for those people. There is. We need to change our way of thinking. I'll say this. You guys might be perfect. I'm not. I need to change my way of thinking. And how's the best way to do that? Is give it to the Lord and ask Him to do that for you. Ask Him. He overcame the world. We're just talking about persecution. The world hated Jesus. What do you think about that? The world's going to hate you too. If you're born again Christian, you stand firm. But what was the promises we learned this morning in Jeremiah? He stood on the promises of God regardless. And that's where we need to be. Let me put this in layman's terms. If you die without Jesus, you're going to hell. That's not Jamie's word. What do you think about that? That's right in there. That's pretty clear and concise. I will be labeled as a hate person or whatever. But the Bible says it. It's not Jamie's word at all. Jamie stumbles and bumbles without that word. My only hope is in that word. Your only hope is in that word. So we've established the Word of God tells us is if you're not born again, if you're not saved and you die, you're going to hell. Bottom line. But what does it say? It says if you accept Jesus as your Savior and you die, you're going to heaven. Bottom line. So where do you want to be standing? What do you think about that statement there? What are you thinking right now? Do you want to go to heaven? What are you thinking about that Word of God right now? What are you thinking about the truth that lies in that Word of God? He's telling us He loves us so much. He sent His Son to die on a cross for you. For you. You was on His mind. Now, how could that be? We'll know one day. God is bigger than any of us. Claire and I was talking this morning just about the moving of the Holy Spirit. When He stirs within my heart, I can't make that up. I can't pretend the Holy Spirit is moving in a service. I can't even convey it to you what it's like. It's something that's between you and the Lord. The Holy Spirit will move upon you. If you're thinking right now, if your thinking's going toward the line of, man, that makes sense. I know I'm not good enough. How do I know that? Because it's in the Word of God. Well, I know I'm lost and undone, and if I die this way, I'm going to hell. How do I know that? It's in the Word of God. So, what do I do with that? If I humble myself and bow before Him and ask Him and confess that I'm a sinner, it's Romans chapter, I believe, 8, verses 9 and 10. If I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, it says I'll be saved. It says it in the Word of God. What do you think about that right now this morning? Aren't you glad for the Word of God? Now, I'm going to get to the real point of all this right now. I'm going to read a quick verse out of Luke. Luke chapter 4, verse 32. Now, I'm going to start her. In the beginning, let's see. Verse 28. This is after Jesus' resurrection, right after they had went to the tomb and he wasn't there. And they drew nigh unto the village where they went, and he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, "Now listen, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened the scriptures to us?" So what was they thinking about? What was stirring within them? The scriptures. Directly from the gospel, directly from Jesus himself. It wasn't something they made up. It wasn't something they heard on CNN, Fox News, or whatever. It was from the Word of God. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. That's talking about Jesus. What caused the burning inside of them was the knowledge that they had of the gospel. So, what do you think about that? Where do we store the knowledge of the gospel? In our thinkers. Where do we receive the words of the gospel from? The Bible, the true word, the truth. They didn't learn that from any other source. You know what? That source is still available. And it's open for business. You are welcome to consume the Word of God here this morning. You are welcome to have your mind filled with the gospel of Jesus Christ here this morning. It is as relevant today as it was then and as it's going to be tomorrow. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. What do you think about that? How many have said, "I'll do that when I get older, when I get like Grandpa Charlie, when I do this, when I do that"? And man, what a life-changing experience. What a mistake to wait. Yeah, me and Rodney and a couple of other buddies was flying down the road to a ball game one time, coming down 21 there, and we passed the whole string of the softball team to get in first place. A straight stretch right down there, and you go into that turn, and there's a little hump there. Well, when we hit that hump, that car just broke loose. And there was no guardrails there. And I think, we're going to roll. And we went over that hill, and thank the Lord we didn't roll. If I'd have died then, good chance I'd have went to hell. Good chance. But I know better now. And how do I know better? The Word of God. How do I know better? Because I've got some of that in here. There's still a lot of other junk I'd like to be able to just reboot and clear it, but it says while we live in the flesh, we'll battle the flesh. There's a spiritual battle going on all the time. So, Luke 24, verse 32, what stirred in those guys' hearts, what had them thinking, was the Word of God, the knowledge of the Word of God. I'm going to read Romans 12, verses 1 through 3. And this is very familiar. But I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, not by anything that we can do, not by anything that we should do, but it's by the mercies of God alone, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. You know, that's something about that free will thing. It's up to you to humble yourself and present it. He says, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Renewing of our mind. How do you renew something? If it's old and broken and worn down, you renew it with something. He's telling us to renew our mind with the Word of God. And that'll never fade. The Word of God is still as true as the day God inspired it. It's still as true as we can't comprehend how true this Word of God is. So, what do you think about that? So, if our minds are our thinkers, then we need to put good stuff in there to think. And not let this trash, not let these thoughts of this world, not let these temptations of Satan indwell us. Get thee behind me, Satan, in Jesus' name. It works. It works. Because there's a lot of junk in this head. And I can't speak for anybody else, but you've grown up in the same world I have. We're all guilty. So, what do you think about that? That leaves us a lot to think about, doesn't it? I wrote down, do you ever sit and contemplate creation? Just think about it. Try to understand evolution. These brilliant scientists or whatever just go to great extremes to make that true. This old heel jack from West Virginia that went to school for girls and sports and wasn't much for book learning. Word County. yeah. Even at Work County, yet I can tell evolution cannot be true. Amen. It has proven itself over and over that it can't be true. It is fact, nothing can come from nothing. Scientists, you'd think, know that right off the bat. But you know, and there again, it's the thinking. They won't accept creation, so their minds are thinking and being filled by the great lie. So what do you think about that? Sit out in the woods hunting for a bit. Plant a seed in the garden. Watch the honeybees. I remember before he started talking about honeybees and how important and how absolute perfect things have to be, that I used to run over them with a mower. Now I stop and I'll let them go by. And I hope that you do too. What about the bumblebees? Do we need to stop them or can we just? Okay. Because I was hesitant now. But anyway, and just think about that process of pollination and all. It's amazing. Think about salvation. Can we comprehend salvation? Could we make up salvation? Could we make up grace? Could this world even imagine grace? They say now, grace is getting something you don't deserve, and mercy is not getting what you do deserve. Now think about that. Grace is not in man. The love of God is not in man. That proves right there that evolution is not right. The Word of God could never have been written by one man or a bunch of men without the inspiration of truth. Man could not make that up. It's like the Holy Spirit You can't make that up when the Spirit's stirring in your heart. I'm about done here. In heaven. You think much about that? I often, a guy told me one time when I was younger, he said, imagine the best thing you can imagine, the best scenario that you can imagine on this earth, and it's zillion times better than that. And I often think about Mom and Dad and Rod and me and Lucinda and Jeff sitting at the house eating popcorn with a pitcher of tea and watching Walt Disney. You know, I thought that was about as close to heaven as we can get. And it's better than that. Amen. So what do you think about that? What do you think about that? In the Word of God. Now, we could have our opinions about the Word of God, but the Word of God does not need our opinions. The Word of God does not need our thinking. We need the Word of God to form our opinions. We need the Word of God to control our thinking. And it's available to us. The Word of God is available to us. Let me say that again. The Word of God is available to each one of us. So what do you think about that? What are you going to do about that? And in closing, if you want to go ahead and come up and get a song. And in closing, as we leave here today, are we going to be thinking about what we've heard here this morning? Are we going to be thinking about the lessons that Greg taught this morning? Are we going to be thinking, you young people, about the lessons you've had in your Sunday school classes? I hope this lingers for a while. And when we're out there doing something and we're starting to think about something else, that we can be reminded, oh, I need to be thinking about the Word of God. Because it is relevant in every decision you make. It is relevant in every action you take. It is relevant in every job that you have. It is relevant in every place that you go. The Word of God. What do you think about that? If the Lord has stirred your heart this morning, and maybe you're not a Christian this day. Maybe you're being stirred right now as that song that Mike sang earlier, Unspoken Prayer. Maybe the Lord is right there in that seat with you this morning, and he's saying, I love you. Man, I love you. I died for you. I want you to come to heaven and be with me. I want you to spend the rest of your immortal life with me and not in a devil's hell that was not prepared for you. That is the Word of God this morning. And I ask, if that's going on in your mind, in your heart, in your thinking right now, respond to the calling of the Holy Spirit right now. He may not call tomorrow. May never have another chance past this minute. Everybody else, just pray about that this morning if somebody's here that needs the Lord.